it's an unusual portrait. A portrait of who, it's hard to tell. It's a kind of mysterious figure, some kind of spirit or possibly a witch. The title means witch in the Ewe language. There are a couple of things that really attract me to this work. One has to do with the artist's use of line. It's almost like a graffiti artist in the ability to quickly and efficiently convey emotion and personality through a scratchy or sharp line. And I think that's evident in various parts of this painting, whether it's the little floral details on possibly the shoulder of this figure or on the face of this white sort of infant-like creature in the center of the work. Even though it's a still painting, there's a sense that the figure that we're looking at is moving or warping before our eyes. The head might be sinking down. What might be a veil may become an arm, or a wing might be spreading open. And we can't necessarily tell if it's a good witch or a bad witch. All we know is that there's a dignity to the posture of this unusual creature. In Cuba, he was fascinated with the tropicalness of that place and struggling with it. I think it was an identity that was always laid on top of him. And so to kind of confront it head on by including references to different Afro-Cuban rituals and Afro-Cuban symbols was a political choice to connect with his heritage and also rethink it in a new way.